From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump under intense pressure to stay in the 2015 International Iran Nuclear Agreement. The senior UN disarmament official, Isumu Nakamitsu, Monday urged all signatories not to abandon the deal.
The Secretary General remains convinced that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action continues to be the best way to ensure the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program and to realize the promised tangible economic benefits for the Iranian people.
One of the deal's chief proponents, French President Emmanuel Macron, is on a state visit to the U.S. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is to meet Mr. Trump Friday at the White House and is also expected to urge him to back the agreement. The president has called the three-year-old deal flawed and has a decision to make by May 12 whether or not to reimpose sanctions on Iran. His spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president's been clear from day one that he thinks that's a bad deal. I don't think any deal that he would sign and agree to he would consider a bad deal. The president wants to do what is in the best interest. Of our country.
Mr. Trump's main objections center on Tehran's ballistic missile program, international inspections, and the agreement's so-called sunset provision. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has urged Europe to support the agreement. In a tweet, he warned it is all or nothing. Thousands of anti-government protesters in the Indian Ocean island country Madagascar returned to the streets Monday after two protesters were killed, several wounded Saturday by security forces in the capital Antananarivo. The protests center on new electoral laws the opposition claims could bar some candidates from running for office. A presidential election is expected later this year. This is VOA News. In Toronto,